and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9. Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Hi. What's going on today?
So my husband recently got a personal trainer, but I want him to get a different one. As much as I love the results, he's got this female trainer and they flirt all the time and it just bothers me.
How do you know?
How do I know that they're flirting all the time?
Yeah.
He's just open with it. That is his personality and he'll just tell me all the time about their interaction.
Oh.
Well, you say he's like this all the time. It sounds like you accept it. Would it matter if he had another female trainer?
He should get a guy.
I know. I would really prefer if it was a man because this is his personality.
I'm 100% on board with this.
You know what, though? But I understand as a guy, like, you want to be motivated at the gym. So, you know, another sweaty dude with you is not necessarily the way to do it.
Not look Kylie. Like, you want to look like your hot trainer. You're like, I want to look like this guy. That's what I want to look like.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, oh, are my glutes going to look as good as yours? It's like, this is inappropriate.
What's wrong with your husband?
So many things.
Yeah, all right, let's call him. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Logan.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Wait, what?
Hey, man. Want to let you know that we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. It's Anna and Raven. We got a phone call from Kylie who tells us that she's upset that your trainer and you have got this good rapport. You're flirting. You're telling her about it. She wants you to dump her and get a dude.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Oh, my God. She called you guys about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got this new trainer. She's awesome. She's kicking my butt, and I've never looked better. I think my wife should be happy about that, right?
But why would you flirt with her and then admit to your wife that you're flirting with her? You're just asking for problems.
I think she confuses flirting with maybe just being friendly and trying to get along with your trainer, because I think the better you get along with your trainer,
the better workout you have. I do not confuse it for being friendly. You are a major flirt and it's inappropriate. It's borderline cheating with your mouth.
Oh, my God. Nothing. I promise you. I love my wife. She's awesome, except when she calls radio stations to get me in trouble. Mm-hmm. But besides from that, she's great. I would never do anything. My trainer, as long as she's kicking my ass and I'm sweating and I'm grinding out, I at least got to have some sort of, you know, happy place. Because I'm getting my butt kicked here.
Yeah, I mean, again, are you condoning this behavior outside of the gym? Is he always a flirt? Is this just normal?
We don't really go out a whole lot for him to have a whole opportunity to be verbally cheating on me, but...
Probably better that way.
Kylie, come on. You know I love you to the deepest of my heart. I have had guy trainers in the past, and it's just not for me. They're all, like, growing up, and they're talking about all their escapades, and, you know, this, that. I just want someone I could just joke around with, have fun with. Just have a good workout with. She's certified. She went to school for this, for nutrition. I mean, she's really good. She's a great trainer. I've never felt better, never looked better.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Can't bite the results. I'm with you.
Well, what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Logan, that if she's delivering good results and she's a great trainer, then Kylie, you just have to accept that your husband is a flirt and he's not going to do anything. This is just how he is. But they may see your side that because your husband is admitting that he's a flirt, then it's borderline inappropriate and he should go get a male trainer. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Fine.
I'm down.
Yes.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Honda of Westport Couples Court. Her husband has a great female trainer, except he admits that he's a flirt and he likes to flirt with her. She's like, well, listen, it makes me uncomfortable. I think you should get a male trainer. He's like, why? I look great. I feel great. What's the big deal? I'm just having some fun. I'm not doing anything wrong.
Can't argue with the results, right? She says he's flirting. He says he's being friendly.
Please. A wife knows. Star 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the husband's side. I just think I feel that maybe his wife is just insecure about herself. And, you know, it's not that big a deal. He's training with a female trainer that makes him feel good at showing results. And I think good for him, and he should just stick with it.
All right,
I mean, what
you.
If he was nice to the female gas station attendant? She could get worked up about that, too. You're right.
Yeah, thank you for the call. The only difference, though, is that he openly admits that he's a flirt and he's flirting with her. And from a wife's point of view, you got to be like, what is wrong with my husband? Like, if you can't be trusted around females, then maybe you shouldn't have a female as a trainer.
She married him, and right. she said he was a flirt. So she dug this hole for herself.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Kylie wants her husband, Logan, to basically fire his female personal trainer because her husband's a flirt. And she's like, it's annoying to know that he has to go to the gym all the time and he has to go see her and that he's flirting with her. Yeah. And he kind of openly admits it. He's like, hey, it's no big deal. She gets results. She's just my trainer.
Yeah. Well,
should
he says,
get a male trainer?
Well, he says that that's his personality. His wife said that's his personality. And she does admit that he's getting great results at this point. He says he's just being friendly.
Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
I'm on his side, Anna, and let me tell you why. Because if a man cheats, he's going to cheat no matter what. Inside the gym, outside the gym, first at play, however, he is going to cheat. So that should be the least of her concern. Because, I mean, if she doesn't trust him in the gym, in a situation like that, they got bigger problems.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi. We're 50-50. I'm on the husband's side that he should keep the trainer, and I'm on the wife's side.
Are you guys twins calling from a car together?
No, we're mother and daughter on our way to work and school.
All right. All right, so why do you think that he should keep her as a trainer?
Because he's getting the results. But one day she's going to show up, and she's going to look really hot, and he's just going to go for it.
Mm.
In the middle of the gym when they both smell like a pair of dirty athletic shoes.
I spend a lot of time in the gym. Trust me.
And you're looking like to make happen. Out with people there?
No, but that's where there's a lot of, I mean, they don't call it a meat market for nothing. Although, not always anymore. But there's certainly gyms that are like that. That's for sure.
They used to call the laundromat and the grocery store meat markets, too. And you got to eat and you got to get your drawers clean.
All right. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the wife's side. I think she should just get herself a really hot male trainer and flirt with whoever she wants to and not worry about one thing he ever does again.
Oh, don't worry about anything. Do whatever she wants. Okay.
No.
It's all scandalous.
Flirt away and have a ball and not worry about whatever he does because he's insecure too if he's got a flirt. So I think she should just move on and have fun and flirt with whoever she wants.
Divorce him over that female trainer.
You know, Raven, it's funny because you're so defensive, like letting him be who he is. But the minute a woman is like, you know what, let her flirt with a guy, you're like, no, this is crazy talk.
I don't condone his behavior for a moment. I'm just saying she did. She endorsed it.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Logan, our audience agreed with you. Kylie, you know your husband's a flirt, but if you trust him, there's no reason why he should give up a trainer that's delivering results.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just hard to trust somebody who's constantly dividing their loyalty. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Kylie, it's for an hour a day, 5 days a week. It's not a big deal. We have banter. That's all it is. It's banter. And am I not looking better? Am I not looking better? Have you not seen the result?
You do look good. I just hope I'm the only one who thinks that.
I would just keep this in mind. He's probably not her only male client who looks good and is getting good results. So,
if you know what I mean,
I wouldn't worry about the fact that, you know, she's after your husband. I mean, this is what she's dealing with every day.
Exactly. This is her job. She's a professional.
I guess you're right.
Mm. Well, guys, we wish you the best of luck. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email too. It's couplescourt@star999.com.